Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. You can join us each morning as well with the Our Daily Bread devotional. These free, uplifting reflections will draw you closer to the heart of your Lord every day. Visit ourdailybread.org/meditation to find out more and subscribe. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Now, close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. As we begin our reflective time tonight, try to get as comfortable as possible. Take some deep, calming breaths. Come aside and rest in the peace and presence of your Father. Every battle you face is His to fight. Every burden is His to bear. For victory, eternal victory, is His promise for you. Heavenly Father, please forgive me for so often forgetting that my hope is not in this world or how my circumstances work out. My true hope is in Christ, who has done everything to make me your child and secure me a place in your home. Help me to meditate on the wonderful reassurance of this as I listen to your word tonight. Romans chapter 8, verses 36 to 37 say, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." What image does the word conqueror create in your mind? What does a conqueror look like? Are they strong and fierce? Do people bow and tremble before them as they stride through the crowds of their captives? Do they have statues, palaces, and thrones made in their honour? However you picture a conqueror, Scripture says something astonishing about you tonight. You are more than a conqueror. Whatever image came to mind, your life is more significant, more valuable, more successful, and more secure. How is such a thing possible? because of Him who loved us. The world may hurt. Being a Christian may cause you to suffer, and you may not feel like much of a conqueror as you consider your own mistakes and regrets. But in Christ, you are called more. More than the mightiest men and women to subdue and rule the earth. For you are joined to the true King and have a home in His eternal kingdom. What trouble, hardship, persecution, danger or sword are you facing? Seek the love and welcome of your King tonight. For in His love, He makes you more than a conqueror. As we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine you can see inside your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply with long, slow exhales. Breathe in and out. And in and out. And in and out. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that your love makes me more than a conqueror. For you truly are the conqueror. You have defeated sin and death. My greatest enemies lie at your feet, and I am free to live with you forever. Lord God, I entrust my hardships and worries to you again tonight. Nothing I am facing, not even the very worst things, can change the victory you have won for me. Romans 8, verses 38 to 39 say, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's close with a final prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that nothing can ever separate me from you. My life is held by the love of Christ. Even death cannot take me from you. I praise you, Lord my God, for such a wonderful salvation. Amen.